Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a really tasty jungle and old-school D&B trick, taking a simple dub siren and turning it into a warped, beat HS Ray vocal color inside Ableton Live 12. Now, just to be clear, we are not trying to make this clean. We are not trying to make it shiny or modern or polite. We want that battered broadcast feeling. We want cassette haze, pirate radio grime, speaker cone abuse, and that slightly broken, haunted energy that fits right into jungle intros, ragga D&B drops, rave breaks, and dark warehouse pressure. Think of this less like sound design for a synth and more like building a scene. A dub siren like this can behave like a vocal hook, a response phrase, a warning signal before the drop, or even a little character that talks back to the drums. That's the vibe. Let's build it from the source. You can start with a recorded dub siren sample if you already have one, and that's totally fine. But if you want full control, make it from scratch with Operator. Create a new MIDI track and load Operator. Start with oscillator on a sine or triangle wave. That gives you a simple, strong core tone. Tune it somewhere around 1 to 2 octaves above the root key, depending on how high or low you want the siren to sit in the track. Then bring in a second oscillator, maybe a saw or square, and keep it quieter than the main tone. A little detune helps give the siren thickness and that slightly unstable edge. For the amp envelope, keep the attack very fast, basically 0 to 10 milliseconds. Set the decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds. Keep sustain low, and give release a short tail, maybe 100 to 250 milliseconds. For pitch movement, use a synced LFO at 1/8 or 1/4 note, with a triangle shape for that classic rise and fall motion. Now, before we start wrecking it, let's make it behave like a phrase. This is one of the most important parts. A VHS rave siren works best when it talks like a vocal line, not when it just drones forever. So in your MIDI clip, write short notes with gaps. Think call and response. Maybe a hit on beat 1, another one on the end of 2, then a longer tail into beat 4, then space. Give the break room to breathe. In jungle, that space matters. The siren should feel like it's answering the drums, not trampling all over them. Our really useful mindset here is to treat the siren like an MCQ. Short stabs, little rises, an echoing tail, then silence. That rhythm gives you more attitude than a long-held note ever will. Now we get into the color. The key here is layered damage. Don't use one giant distortion and call it a day. Instead, let each device do one job. One stage roughs up the tone, another reduces fidelity, another destabilizes the stereo image, another adds motion, and the whole thing slowly becomes that filthy VHS rave texture. Here's a strong starting chain in Ableton Live 12. First, EQ 8. Clean before you dirty. High pass the siren if it's only a top layer, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the presence gets too sharp later, you can gently tame the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz area before saturation. This helps the distortion react more musically. Next, saturator. Add a few decibels of drive, somewhere around plus 3 to plus 8. Keep soft clip on. Then level match the output so you're listening to the tone, not just the loudness. This first layer gives you that cheap preamp kind of grit, like the signal has already been through some questionable hardware. After that, drum bus. Yes, even on a siren. Use it for weight and crunch. Keep drive moderate, crunch fairly low at first, and don't overdo boom unless you want low-end movement. This stage is really about making the siren feel like it belongs to a battered sound system. If the transient gets too clicky or percussive, back off the crunch. We want texture, not a drum hit pretending to be a siren. Then bring in roar, or pedal if you want a simpler dirt flavor. In Live 12, roar is excellent for controlled chaos. Start with a softer tube or tape-style curve. Keep the tone slightly dark, and use moderate drive. If you're using pedal, roll the tone back a bit and drive it enough to get a fried rave edge without turning it into mush. Now comes the VHS part. Redux. This is the digital crumble that really sells the aged tape feeling. Try 8 to 12 bits, a little downsampling, and keep the dry slash wet somewhere around 10 to 35%. Don't slam it to full wet unless you want absolute destruction. A little bit goes a long way. If it gets too harsh, lower the wet amount first. You can even automate the wet amount subtly, so the degradation shows up more on fills, transitions, or final notes. That makes it feel alive instead of static. After the degradation, add movement. Auto filter is perfect here. Use a low pass 12 or a band pass filter, and set the resonance moderately so it sings a little. Add a little drive if needed, and sync the LFO to 1/4 or 1/8 note for gentle motion. Automate the cutoff so the siren opens into the phrase or closes before the drop. That gives you the feeling that the sound is coming from another room or another era, and then breaking through into the present. For extra VHS smear, add chorus ensemble or flanger. Keep it subtle, low to medium amount, slow rate, moderate width, and a low mix, maybe 10 to 25%. If you want a more metallic rave wobble, flanger can work too, but don't overcook it. The goal is ghosted instability, not a cheesy synth preset. Now let's talk space, because dub needs space, but DNB mixes are crowded. You have to be surgical, use reverb lightly. Ascend is usually safer than a big insert, but either can work if you control it. Aim for a decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, add a little pre-delay, high pass the low end out of the reverb, and roll off the top around 6 to 10 kHz if needed. A gritty plate or room-style reverb often works better than a huge glossy hall for this kind of sound. You want atmosphere, not wash. Delay is where the dub character really comes alive. Echo or delay works great. Try an eighth note dotted or quarter note time, with feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. And here's a classic move. Automate a delay throw on the last note of a phrase. That one move can make the siren feel like it's answering itself across the bar line, which is pure jungle energy. If the chain gets too spiky, use a little glue compressor at the end, but keep it gentle. 2-to-1 ratio, medium attack, auto or medium fast release, and only 1 to 3 decibels of gain reduction. You are not trying to flatten the thing. You're just keeping it together. Now, an advanced move that makes a huge difference. Parallel processing. Don't destroy your only version of the siren. Keep one track as the clean anchor, and duplicate it or send it to a second track for the heavy VHS treatment. Then blend the two. Maybe the clean layer is 60 to 80%, and the dirty layer is 20 to 40%. That way the siren stays readable in a dense breakbeat mix, but the grit still gives it personality. This is a really smart move in DNB because once the bass and breaks come in, fully degraded sounds can disappear. A cleaner parallel layer preserves the note shape and timing, while the damaged layer provides attitude and period color. Since this is a vocals lesson, we should treat the siren like a vocal element, not just an effect. Make it speak. Add speech-like rhythms. Chop the tail into response phrases. Pan a few stabs left and right for a crowd response feel. If there's an actual vocal in the track, let the siren shadow the vocal rhythm, so it feels like the voice has been transmitted through a pirate FM radio and then fed through a busted cassette deck. That's a beautiful old-school move. A few coach notes here. Think in layers of damage. One processor roughs up the tone, another reduces fidelity, another destabilizes stereo or pitch. If every device is doing everything, the sound turns fizzy and vague. Also, keep the transient readable. Even in a trashy VHS vibe, the front edge matters because it needs to lock with the drums. And don't ignore gain staging. Distortion stacks can trick your ears, so level match as you go. Now let's talk some advanced variations if you want to take it further. One really nice option is two-band split processing using an audio effect rack. Split the siren into a body chain and a top grime chain. On the body chain, low pass around 3 to 5 kHz, then use saturator or roar and maybe some subtle compression. On the top grime chain, high pass around 2 to 4 kHz, then use redux, chorus or flanger, and maybe a short delay. Blend those two chains until the top layer gives you grit without destroying the core note. This is great when the track is dense and you still want the siren to feel weighty. Another trick is Foreman style fake vocal color. Use a narrow EQ dip and boost pair that sweeps slightly over time. Boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz, dip around 2 to 3 kHz, and move those points gently with automation. It can make the siren feel a bit like an artificial shout or chant, especially with delay. You can also add micro pitch instability for that worn tape sensation. Keep it subtle. A tiny shifter movement, slight clip pitch automation, or a very slow pitch wobble from the source synth can give the sound a machine struggling to stay aligned feel. The key word is tiny. We want unstable, not seasick. Reverse tails are another great old-school move. Print the processed siren, reverse the tail of a phrase, and use it to lead into a snare fill, a drop change, or a haunted inhale before a hit. That works especially well under MC-style vocals. And here's a nice pro move. Overdrive the reverb return, not just the dry sound. Send the siren to a return track, then put saturation or redux on the return. That gives you a clean dry attack with a dirty, smeared space behind it. Very useful for jungle intros where you want the atmosphere to feel degraded, but still musical. For arrangement, think like a DJ and a sound system operator. In the intro, start with a filtered siren hit and maybe a little delay feedback while the brake loops underneath. In the build, slowly open the filter and increase the drive just a bit, right before the drop. Maybe reduce reverb or tighten the space so it feels like everything is zooming in. In the drop, use the siren sparingly. One strong hit on bar 1 can be enough. Maybe a surprise hit later on bar 4. In the breakdown, let it breathe with more delay and less body. And in a switch up, cut it hard and bring it back in with a different filter position or a wider stereo image. A really important musical point, use contrast. A siren that is always filthy stops sounding special. Save the most degraded version for transitions, answer phrases, and section changes. That way each appearance lands harder.